Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Welcome to another show of Real Estate Realities. Thanks for joining me. If it's your first time tuning in, you're listening to Justin Hermes, native here of Colorado Springs, help people create long-term real estate wealth. And we help people purchase homes, obviously, sell. But a lot of it is property management. We help manage your asset and make sure that you can have success in real estate doing the long-term hold, folks. That's how the real wealth is made, 15, 20-year holds. Title of today's show is State of the Market, Part 2, What is on the Horizon? We have John Hermes joining us on the second segment here. But before we get into that, we always talk the good, the bad. The good is the Air Force Visitor Center broke ground this week. They officially started digging. They'll be done by the middle of 2024. That's going to be a great gateway as you come in from Denver into the Springs. If you haven't been by there yet, go ahead, take a peek. It's going to be fantastic. I looked at some of the renderings of it. So anyway, we talked the good, the bad now. The Fed came out on Wednesday afternoon, and they're doing 3/4 of a rate hike. We kind of knew that was coming, so it's priced in. If you saw how the stock market reacted and you saw how actually mortgage rates reacted, they were already pricing that in, and they're staying true to what they said from the meeting before, and that is 0.5 point increase in September, 0.25 point increase in November, and another 0.25 point increase in December. What I think we may see, though, is that's what they're forecasting now. That's what investors are planning on, but I think it might be a rude awakening if we see another 0.75 rate hike either in November or December. That's going to give a little shake to the stock market. I was listening to Richard Kiyosaki on the way here, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Very smart gentleman. He has a new book out, and he's talking about what, you know, the stock market's going to look like, how maybe one of the biggest corrections we've ever seen because of the debt-ridden economy we have here. And he was talking about how actually a lot of investors here in the United States are flocking overseas with their money. So very interesting topic, but the wild card is we're going into an election year, right, folks? And so anytime you got the midterms, that affects things greatly on what's going to happen on the front end and the back end as well. I do think we could possibly see rates dip a little bit right before the midterms, just like gas is dipping now because they want that economy to fire back a little bit, right? I think we'll still see the 2nd quarter is being released here, I believe, next week. For GDP, we've already had 2 quarters of negative growth. That is the definition of a recession, even though you heard the White House arguing about that the other day, that a recession is basically when they decide it's a recession, not what the term, the actual definition of a recession is, right? So a lot of things on the horizon. We're going to dig into it. We're going to bring John in, good 20-minute show on what we're going to see down the road, how you can prepare and make sure you are in the winner's circle when all this goes down. Questions over the break, call me at 719-232-1063. We will be right back.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by HouseCheck, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Okay, folks, welcome into the second segment here of Real Estate Realities. We got John Hermes in the building. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Justin. Thank you for having me.
You got it. You got to pick up the energy level here a little bit. Maybe we get him a caramel macchiato. Matt's going to run. He's putting his sneakers on now. He's going to run over to Kangaroo Coffee. See if we can get them a little more fired up here.
I love it.
It's always fun to come in, Justin. You raise the level of enthusiasm somewhat. So it's good. If I'm having a rough day, I just come by the booth and listen to you a little bit. So
perfect.
Anyhow, hopefully I'm at a level you need right now.
We're at a level you need. Last show, just to bring you up to date here, is we talked about what happened in the past, and that is right now we're at a 3-year high of inventory. We've seen sales decline last month, only 1,712 sales in June. That's 5.7% less than last year. I'm guessing we're going to see in the low of thousands for July because June was a lot of hangover sales from April and May. And so I think the true numbers are going to be in July when actually people have gone under contract and weren't able to lock that interest rate they wanted and possibly had to back out of the deal. So I think the true numbers are going to be what we see in July, but still at the same time, median sales price at $495,000, that's up 10% over last year and $7,000 up from the month previous. Now sellers are looking at having to price a little bit more aggressively. And so we look at what's on the horizon now, and that is the key. And you've been in this market a long time. I have some stats written down here from the National Association of Realtors, some stuff from Forbes. But I want to get your take on, you know, what you've seen as you've gone into corrections over the last 30 years with buyers, sellers in the economy, and what you forecast of this overall market and how fast things are moving.
Well, Justin, if I could forecast, I wouldn't be on your program. So anyhow, do the best.
You'd be doing weather here.
Yeah,
I'd
be doing weather. That's right. Exactly. Anyhow, you're right. I've seen a lot of come and goes on the market. And the one thing I think that's apparent to me right now is all these corrections that I went through over the times I've been in the business, I don't believe anybody had the equity that people have today. And that's a big item. I mean, it's money that now has grown and grown, and those that are going to sell, at least they have quite a bit of equity in their homes. I've faced markets where we had very little equity and makes it very difficult. Back in 2008, dealing with that downturn and trying to help people sell, and all of a sudden we had foreclosures. I don't think you're going to see as much of that now, unless people have gone in and they've taken equity loans out. But there is quite a bit of equity out there, and I think most people have the ability to lower prices and still come out, you know, in relatively good shape.
But with that, in turn, they're not going to possibly have the ability to do a cash-out refinance like they've done in the past to tap into some of that equity. And so the inventory is going to rise because people are going to have no choice but to sell to tap into that equity.
I agree with you 100%. And I think that you're nearing those levels where I was experiencing when I was in the business here early in the 80s, actually, here. And we didn't see those levels where people could get that money out and they can move on and do something different. We've had a great run here of the last 3-4 years. People sell, buy up, and interest rates allowed them to buy a lot of house. But right now, we're seeing that start to slow down. And increase in interest rates always affects that type of thing. And it does start putting more inventory on the market. You're starting to see more time on the market. And as you know, Justin, you've told me too, you've seen a lot of price reductions. I'm used to that from back when, but I think it's new to people now. You have to deal with these price reductions, but it's reality. You start driving rates up and things are going to react appropriately.
And the interest rate, I mean, the thing that people have to really look at is, you know, as I'm sitting here, I get a email from PennyMac on the rate alerts, and people don't understand. It's not like, you know, you talk to some sellers, they go, well, we need to get the price adjustment in before the Fed raises rates next week, as if the mortgage companies don't forecast that and price it in. So what you have to understand is a lot of the time when the Fed does what they say they are going to do, mortgage rates dip because they go, okay, nothing crazy happened. They didn't go to a full point. And that's why I talked about what they forecasted for September is a little light at 0.5 point and then really light for November, December. And that's where I think if inflation doesn't get in check, they're going to have to go to 0.75 point, at least 0.5 point. When what they're forecasting does not happen, that is when the interest rates will peak. But right now, they're pricing them in off what Powell is saying they're going to do for the rest of the year. So NAR predicts Rates at 5.7 by the end of the year. Right now, you can actually, they've dipped. You can get down back to like 5.25 on a VA. So we've seen things come down a little bit. Investment properties where people are getting hammered. Fannie Freddie came out with this 3 months ago and said, we're going to be popping that margin rate for investment properties because they want to increase more home ownership when the market was so hot. So unfortunately for an investor, 25% down, you're looking at 6.25, but if you're 20% down, it's as high as 7%, and that's with fantastic credit. And at the same time, 22-year low for mortgage applications. I mean, that's a big statement there. 22-year low. When you really think about it, you go, well, that's all the way through 07 and 08. How is that possible that the mortgage apps are lower than they were back when you were in the business?
You know, when I was back in the business, when I come in here in 1980 and interest rates were 18, 19%, obviously, anything less than that, anything less than 12% was attractive, I hate to say. But you've got a whole group of people that are starting at 2.25. And they're looking at 2.25 and going, that's normal. Well, it's really not normal, 2.25. That's way below what rates should be. So now they're looking at 5.25 and they're going, no way. I mean, that's up 3%. And for us back in the old days, 5.25 was unbelievable. So I think it's all relative. You have a group of people that are used to 2.5, 2.25. They see it go to 5.5. They go, I'm not buying. I'm out of the game.
The consumer mindset has adjusted. Folks, if you're listening to this right now, you have questions, feel free to call at 232-1063. If you're a frustrated seller, you can look at doing some special things like a rate buy down. A 2-1 buy down is what they call it. Not just, hey, I'm going to buy the points down. But there is companies out there right now that are actually doing a 2-1 buy down, they call it. And that is, as a seller, you would pay, it's about $10,000. But what that does is it locks the buyer in at 3.5% for the first year. Then it goes to 4.5% for the second year. Then for the third year, it goes to current day's rates, 5.5%. But then it stops there. It has a ceiling on it. So it's not a true adjustable. It's a 2-1 buy down. And so it will adjust 2 times, and then it'll stay current at what the rates are right now. That's a great tip for somebody to say, especially the consumers who I believe are wrong, but they go, well, it doesn't matter. Rates are going to dip back down the next couple of years. I'll refinance at 3%. That may get people off the bump on the log.
Well, I don't know that it will, but I look at what you're talking. I just think that people are so used to what they see now, and they're hard for them to transition their mindset over. But when I listen to the buy down, what comes to my mind immediately is 10 grand to buy down, and you're dealing with sellers that have quite a bit of equity. So sellers can participate in those closing costs to get that rate down. So I see it as a real benefit to both buyer and seller. But it's only because there's so much equity out there in these homes that you're able to do that. When I was doing the business, sellers could not do that. They couldn't step in and say, I'll split, give you $5,000 down to buy it down.
Yeah, they were tight.
Yeah, because we're just barely getting them out. But today,
that crazy? People back then were just trying to get out underneath the home, and now they're going, if I don't make $100,000, it's not worth it.
And that's a mindset. When I came in, 18, 19%, the mindset was, how do I sell? The thing was, let them assume your VA or FHA. They were assumable with non-qualification. It's dangerous because you stay on the note as a seller. But that's the way we sold homes back then, was people assuming those existing mortgages. And if there was a little space in there, the seller maybe carried some financing to help them get to that point. A lot of creativity back then.
Yeah, to get deals done. Yeah,
absolutely.
Probably created a lot better agents back then.
Well, I think what we found when this market changes, the real pros are the ones that surface. All these agents in the last 3-4 years, I'm not saying they're bad agents, they just didn't know how to deal with a real market. This has not been a real market. This has just been falling off a lot, man. We don't even have to take pictures of this house. It'll sell in 24 hours. All of a sudden, now you got stuff on the market, and you go, oh, well, I guess I better take pictures. Oh, I guess not. My cell phone won't work that well. I better get some. I mean, it's a whole different mindset. So the good agents are going to still make money. The agents that weren't used to the market are going to hang on like a life raft. Some will fall off. Some may make it through. But it's a tough time right now. And the good agents will prevail. They're used to it. They know what to do to get deals done. I look at what you've done, Justin, in the years you've been here. And you've done some deals that are difficult ones to get done. And it creates credibility in the marketplace. Agents gravitate toward other agents that they know will get the deal done. And that's why the agents that are successful, that have credibility, will continue to do business in this market. because they want to do business with good agents. And that's what you'll see more and more of as the inventory goes up and the market gets tougher.
Gosh, I need some Kleenex. I'm tearing up. I'm getting some nice juicy compliments over here.
Well, you still have to prove yourself day in and day out, right?
That is true. Every day is a new day. You got to go get after it.
You're only as good as your last closing. You know that.
That's right. You got to find a new way to be successful. NationwideRealtor.com forecasts 0.6% appreciation for this year. Here, we're probably going to see 10%. But, folks, that's still 8% down from last year. In the year before, we saw 18% appreciation. A normal, healthy market is 5 or 6%. And I believe we could see that, you know, in the following years. But this year, I think we will see a year-end of 10% appreciation. That in mind, for the last 4 months, we've seen sales drop. Every month for the last 4 months, sales have dropped. Also, Realtor.com forecast a 0.3% rise in inventory at the beginning of the year. They said inventory will rise 0.3%. Guess what they're saying it's going to rise now? 15%. I mean, talk about a change in forecast.
Wow.
They say inventory up 15% now.
That's a big number.
When you start at 0.3%.
Yeah, yeah. It tells you something about where they believe we're going and where we are.
That's right. And the thing that leads to a lot of that, folks, is we had a lot of FOMO in the January, February, March, April, fear of missing out. And that's where buyers were slamming on the gas and they were trying to lock in these low rates and nobody was talking about housing going down. It was like, we're in this for a long time. But now everyone's going, oh, it's definitely going down. And so buyer confidence is, now it's not FOMO, it's don't want to be Mo. Don't want to be involved. You know, it's changed, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
And so buyer confidence is down. So we're going to come back into the third segment. We're going to talk about, you know, what the correction's going to look like and then also what the demographics still look like here in the U.S. and what we're going to see down the line. You're listening to John and Justin Hermes. We'll be right back here on KRDO News Radio. 719-232-1063 if you have questions during the break. Look around.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Hi, folks. Welcome back into the third segment here. We got John Hermes with us. He's still here. He's still upright. His hair still looks good. Oh, come on.
That's right. I'm still standing. I'm standing up. I'm leaning, but I'm still standing. That's right.
Out of way. So we're going to get right back into it, folks. We were just talking about the things we're seeing, what's adjusting, what John has seen in the past, brought up some good points on being able to assume loans and talking about that equity. Homes have equity, much different market than what we saw in the past. And that's what I'm wondering, if you think we'll see a crash like 2008 or if we'll see just more of a slight correction. What do you think, you know, is on the horizon?
Well, I think the difference is 2008, the underpinnings for that whole market were these loans that they were making to people that all they had to do was just fog a mirror, basically. Come in and say, how much you make? I make $100,000. Okay, we'll get you this amount of money for this interest rate. You know, the backup of these mortgage rates or mortgages was so bad that if anything started getting out of whack, these buyers were leaving their keys on the table and they're moving on. Secondly, I think the other thing was we did not see the appreciation that was going on here that you're used to, Justin. And the mortgages here are more solid. I mean, what they use as requirements to get a mortgage in your market, much different than what we had back in 08. And so when you start getting people in that couldn't afford to buy a stereo set, now they own a home and things change, they're bailing. They're not used to home ownership. They don't feel the responsibility and they have no equity. So even as an agent going in to try to help these people, you go, oh, there's nothing I can do.
There's not any options. Well, you go, hey, we can do a rate.
Zero down. I mean, everything was zero down. Here's your rate, but you don't have to put any money in. Well, if you don't have any money in, just like anything else, if you don't have any skin in the game, those kind of people bail right away. If you got 20% down and things start changing, it's a whole different deal because I got 20% of my money in this deal. What do I do, Justin, to keep that at least what I have in there? You go, well, fortunately, the market has gone up. You got appreciation. So you got a lot of room for some creativity in this market. We had no room for any creativity. It is what it was. And, you know, we just had people bailing out left and right. And that was the big thing was all the foreclosures. But it was based on no equity and people getting in with zero down and not feeling they had nothing in the game. So why not just bail now and here you go, Mr. Banker, you have the house back.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't have skin in the game. So what I look at, why we're not going to see that, better lending practices, very little adjustables out there. I mean, just very little. Those were,
killers.
You know, toxic, right? And we've seen a little increase in inventory over the last 10 years. Builders couldn't really start building again. They've been playing catch-up this whole time. And so we still lack inventory, even as we crawl up to 2,000. That's still low inventory. A city this size, totally even playing field buyer-seller, should be 4,000. It's just been a quick correction that have really made buyer confidence drop off that they are not buying like normal because of that. And I think the buyer pool is still very deep. That's the thing you have to look at long term, folks. We may see a short correction here. I don't think it'll be long term. I think it'll be 14 to 18 months because you have to think there's 72 million millennials in the United States and Generation Z is 65 million and they are 10 years old to 25 years old. Millennials are 27 years old to 40. So right there, you got 137 million coming down the pipeline. Now, out of that 137 million coming in, only 47% of those millennials own a home. And Generation Z, only 100,000 of Generation Z owns a home out of the 65 million. So we still have large demographics coming down the pipeline. I see a short softening of the market, 14, 18 months, but there's going to be some panicked sellers where buyers are going to be able to get screaming deals if they have the cash saved up. They've talked to a lender and they're ready to fire. Now's not the time. We're still too early. Hold your fire, but it's going to start in about October, November, December. Sellers are going to be making fear of missing out sales is what it's going to turn into. And you're going to get some massive bargains. What do you think, John, about all I said there, and what's your take?
Well, I think that a lot of that is pretty accurate. You're you know, doing some assumptions, which obviously you have experience to do those now, and I listen to what you're saying. I think that's a pretty good description of what's going to take place. I also think, too, you have a generation, what do we call ourselves? Baby boomers.
Big-time boomers.
So we got the big-time boomers. That's right. So we've got people in that mid-70s that are going to continue to put homes on the market, downsize, maybe go into, you know, assisted living. They've got some nice programs where you can go into non-assisted living and you can transition as time goes on. It's becoming more attractive for the baby boomers to say, well, maybe I should do that now. I think you're going to see more inventory come from our generation. So you will have houses out there in the market. So I think what you're talking about
makes
sense.
So that's a good rebuttal because you're going, hey, Justin, you just talked about how many are coming into the market. How many are exiting the market is what you're saying.
Correct. It levels the playing field to keep that inventory at a level and then the buyers come in at a certain level. So there's not, it's not like you've been dealing with the last couple of years is, you know, just very few buyers and I mean very few sellers and a lot of buyers. Well, it's going to drive prices up. There's no doubt about it. We saw it happen. They got appreciation has gone through the roof, but it's just the dynamics of the market and it's supply and demand. Always has been.
And so right now you have, I just pulled it up here, 76.4 million baby boomers. And let's see here, even though these have turned 40 at some point, 60, they are saying 68% of baby boomers are homeowners. 68%.
And that's my point. There's still 68% of us that own our homes, and they're making it more and more attractive for us to say, why don't we just, even if you're in a townhome or a condo, now you can go to independent living. You got your meals, you got people taking care of everything, in addition to when you were in a townhome, they took care of the yards, but now you can get your meals, you can do the things.
So you're hedging on the fact that it might be a longer recovery in 14, 18 months because you think this might be a longer effect on real estate.
Well,
because
I think
you got baby boomers exiting the market.
Yeah, and I think that that's maybe what you're going to see is a little more of that happening just because of the options that we have out there that we didn't have in the last 5 years probably.
It's a good point. I didn't even think about it, you know, because it just makes me so emotional thinking about you, you know, going into assisted living and
when I think about all the meals you cook for me and now I can have somebody else do it, I think it's great.
You want to exit stage left a little sooner, don't
there
you?
There you go.
Well, I don't even cook, so that's you know,
I can attest to
some good takeout.
I can attest to that, but you are really
My cooking involves pulling the credit card out of my wallet.
That's right. Bringing in bags of food. That's right.
Oh, that's great. So the big takeaways, folks, is you do have some millennials and Generation Z who have homeownership on their mind. very top priority coming into the market. We saw the fear of missing out be a buyer concern in the spring. Now it'll turn and be a seller concern in the fall. And we've seen Realtor.com forecast inventory will grow 15% instead of 0.3%. And then we've also seen 22 years mortgage apps at an all-time low. And also, we are predicting here that July sales will be down in the low 1,000s, right? So still a good time to sharpen your pencil, get with the lender at Churchill Mortgage, save your money, and get ready to take advantage of some prime opportunity here in the late fall and into the wintertime. John, any parting words for us in our last minute?
I think there is always opportunities in real estate. I think back in 2008, prices hit the tubes and they tanked. But there were people buying, and those people that bought at that time, they reaped the harvest. So I think listen to Justin. He's got some good stuff. If he wasn't my son, I'd still tell you, listen to Justin. He knows what he's talking about. Sit on the sideline a little bit, build up some cash, and I think that there'll be some terrific opportunities out there for buyers.
That's right. Warren Buffett says, when others are fearful, be eager. When others are eager, be fearful, right? So when you see the buyers all start sidelining, that is when it's time to gear up. And be ready.
Absolutely.
All right, folks, another show in the books. That was fun. Talking home, mortgage, all that jazz. Most important thing is using the gifts God has given you and blessing someone else in the community today. Have a fantastic Sunday. Call me if you have any questions, 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. We'll be right back here next Sunday. Have a great week. We are
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.